we are actually worried by what is coming out, the positions that we are hearing, positions coming from the city of Harare, and also what is also coming from the Ministry of Local Governments. The city of Harare is actually saying that they haven't met to decide as a full council to demolish illegal structures and so forth. While the Ministry of Local Governments is maintaining that they are going to move ahead after their fact-finding mission to demolish illegal structures. So what this means is that it's the residents who will suffer from this kind of inconsistency on the part of our policymakers, because we are the people who are being alleged to have illegal structures. So at the end of the day, should one side decide to move ahead, for instance, if the Ministry of Local Government decides to move ahead and demolish these structures, it's us, the residents, who then bear the brunt of these demolitions. So I think at this moment in time, we don't expect such inconsistencies in terms of the real position of what is going to be done.
There are reports that the council may give permission to those who build these illegal structures to remove them within the set period. Has this been communicated to residents?
We haven't heard that from the local authority, neither have we heard of it from the current ministry, which is the Ministry of Local Government. What we are calling for, rather, is a regularization of these illegal structures so that these people can then begin to transact their business at legal places.